We see with the thumbs up, she's going to let us know we can see. Welcome to Cruise Kibitz, where we give you all the advice that you didn't ask.
She must have some bad cell phone reception. No, it was us, girl. It was us.
But we are here. I think everyone here, I think we pulled up all the comments there. So why don't we get started? We got a fun evening in store for you. We want to say welcome. Thank you for being here. We're going to jump into those this or that's, and then we might have some fun surprises for you. Maybe a nice little announcement or two to share today. We'll see how it goes. So, look, just like before, we have some this or that options that we're going to go through. And I'm going to start off talking about our favorite one, because you know we like to talk about food. Now, if you watch any of our channels, you know we love food. So the first group of this or that are going to be in regards to food. So let me ask you lovely ladies today, and I'm going to start with C. Room service breakfast or buffet breakfast?
For me, room service breakfast. I do the buffet now. I didn't do the buffet. If I do the buffet, I get there first because I'm worried about cross-contamination. But the reason that I love room service breakfast is because I'm up early and I like having the breakfast delivered like 6 a.m. So that gets me ready for, you know, the sunrise and everything. So, and I just order a light breakfast just to get started. Usually it's just like, you know, gluten-free toast or some coffee. Sometimes I'll get a breakfast sandwich because, you know, you can order breakfast sandwiches now. They do cost a little bit extra. But, yeah, I like the room service breakfast to get me started. So
nice. Hey, I hear you about wanting to be there before the contamination occurs. I completely.
Oh gosh.
I'm putting a chat in here. I want you guys to make sure you drop your this or that suggestions in the chat. I see a few coming through already, so I love it. But I'm putting the chat in there and I want to make sure we can see that on all the channels. So you go ahead, Siobhan, and let us know what your thoughts are while I make sure everybody can see my comments here.
Okay. Well, you know, my option is always go with the free. So I'm going to say buffet. But if room service did not have a charge, I think I would pick room service every time. And honestly, just because, like you said, it's more personal. You don't have to worry about everybody else touching the handle. It was fine before when they were serving us the food. Now that they're not serving the food no more, it's some things that be going on. So room service is a choice, but if it ain't free, I gotta go to buffet. I gotta save my coins to, you know, aggravate my husband elsewhere.
Hey, I heard that. Look, that whole thing about having to pay, you know, it's weird because it seemed like it kind of very line in the night. Like Disney, you don't have to pay for it, and it's nice. I enjoy it. And then, but like when we were on Royal, we didn't have to pay for the food, but we had to pay like $7 or something for them to deliver it. Which I'm fine. If it means I get to stay in the bed and ain't got to go to the buffet, I'm good with that. I'll take it. But I want to see what some people in the chat are saying.
Let me see.
So, Catherine, she right along the same thinking as you, because Siobhan, she said only if it's free.
Yes.
With W. Fisher said room service, same.
Yes.
And Catherine said, I'm too cheap now for the carnival room service. Man, and look, when I saw, I'm like, man, they charging for peanut butter and jelly sandwiches now. Like, what is going on?
Everything now. I'm like,
I can bring that everything on the ship.
Deb said, room service on the balcony. Now, I will agree. I love breakfast. And I didn't even give my answer. But I love breakfast in the room on the balcony. I'll go to the buffet if everybody else wants to do that. But I love sitting on that balcony and enjoying my breakfast.
And then especially in your robe and everything, throw that robe on, go out in the bathroom and have your breakfast. Mm-hmm. Yes, that's nice.
Yep. I ain't put the robe on yet. I just think, no, I just can't. I feel like other people, like they washed it.
I never put the robe on.
You got a toothbrush. You know, I feel like.
I have put that robe on one time.
I didn't put it on. I didn't do it.
I wear my robe, so.
Regina said room service breakfast so I can eat with no shame for not taking off my body.
That part. Now that morning part, yes.
I feel you. I feel you, girl. I feel you. Room service, most deaf. Exploring with Eric said room service. Keisha H, we appreciate you so much. She said she got thank all four so channels much. Going. Thank you. Keisha is a real MVP.
She is.
Yep. So W. Fisher said room service was free when she was on Carnival. Girl, that's so the food was free, but they charged me to bring it. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Let's see. Sydney said, but is the food hot with room service, though, or at least very warm?
It's hot.
So let me tell y'all a secret. Every time I order room service, it's been late at night. And by the time it come, I'll be asleep. And so we get up and open the door and let it in. And then it be cold by the time I eat it because I go back to sleep. It's very available for me when I wake back up. So
yeah, I will tell you, I don't remember it being like piping hot, but I don't remember it ever being cold either.
Yeah. I mean, it just depends on the ship, because I know so Virgin has those that whole bag container that you roll down, and I remember just opening that bag and just the steam coming out of it. So I remember the food being hot, and with Royal, very warm. Carnival, I don't think we've done breakfast on Carnival yet. We've done other kind of like room service stuff, but it's been warm, very warm.
Yeah, okay.
Better half of me is here. Happy Wednesday to you too. Thank you for being here. Did you see what C said? The robe is giving me Bruno Mars vibes. My goodness. Regina said, I'm with you. I can't and won't trust it. Look. Let's see. We got some more this or that in the chat. I want to make sure I don't miss any of those. So let me go back to some of the ones that I saw earlier.
I saw one that was really good.
Yeah. Hold on. I'm getting to it, y'all. I'm getting to it. So Sydney said, buffet, dining room, or Blue Iguana Cantina if Carnival. What you think, Siobhan?
That's easy.
I think I know Siobhan's answer already.
Yeah, I know.
Blue iguana
for you. It's gonna be blue iguana for me too.
Yes,
absolutely. Blue iguana is better than the dining room and everything on that buffet. Yes. So. Yes.
I would pick that even over room service.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. I thought I saw another one in here too. So let me thumb through a little bit and find it. I saw some related to food. We got some on room styles too. We definitely gonna get to those as well. Let me get through a few more of these food ones, because we got one here says pizza or Guy's Burger.
Pizza
for me. Guy's Burger, because the gluten-free pizza is, you know, I don't like the crust, you know, so I would have to say Guy's Burgers.
Yeah, I'm going to go Guy's Burgers, too. I like Guy's Burgers. I don't know why. I don't even eat burgers at home too much. But when I go to Carnival, I want a Guy's Burger all the time.
So what's wrong with you, Siobhan?
You just try to get me attacked every time. I don't know why you do. I feel like it's overrated. I just really feel like it's overrated. I feel like everybody's just... We're not going to do this. Y'all not going to tap me on this live.
I just said, what's wrong with you? I mean, that's not an attack.
What's wrong with me? I just like pizza more than burgers. How about that?
Hey, Sydney says she with you. She wants the pizza, too.
Thank you.
She said pizza. Deb says she want a Guy's Burger.
Yes.
Uh-oh, Siobhan, you are not alone anymore, because check this out. The Catherine concert. They guys are broke and basic.
Oh!
Catherine, you calling me basic? Wait a minute, you know?
And I kind of agree, because listen, so that pig patty they have y'all ever got one of those? They have, the burger, and then they have the bacon patty on top of it. So it's a braided piece of bacon. Like they crisscross.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But it's always cold. It's always cold. And then the topping bars, everybody done messed over it. It's too much.
They be messing over that topping bar.
They be messing over that topping bar hard. Like, I just I can't do it.
But you can have them to fix it, you know, right there. I usually, I usually have them to fix mine up right there, you know, when they're handing with my lettuce, tomato, onion, and all of that, you know. So,
but you know, sometimes people be in such a hurry to get that burger. I just want a big mix of it. Let me get my pizza and move on. I ain't got to do all that extra to it. I take my pizza to the table and do what I need to do.
So you said it ain't that you hate it. It's just why y'all running for it, basically.
Yes. I like a burger. I don't have a problem with a burger, and I don't have to have one every day. I can have one, and I'm good. Like, in matter of fact, the last time I think me and Brandon even split one, and that was it. Like, I was good for the rest of the cruise, so I don't have to have it.
Keisha said, "On cruise, I'm avoiding the dairy, so guys, burger." Okay. I got a question in here too.
Okay.
From the Carnival Lord, I can't talk. Here we go, y'all. The Carnival Concepts. Does Carnival have gluten-free pizza? So that's a good question for you, solo introvert, gluten-free cruiser.
The Carnival does have gluten-free pizza, but I will say it's different on almost every ship that I've gone on. And even going on the same ship twice, it seems to be different almost every time. So sometimes I like it. Sometimes, you know, they make the dough too thick or whatever. And then it's, you know, gluten-free. So sometimes it's crumbly. So it just depends. But every ship, I do go and try the gluten-free pizza just to see what it's like on that ship and, like, on that sailing. So, but they have it. They do have it there.
Understood. So, Catherine Concepts, I'm not sure which channel you tuned in on, but if you're not connected to Sid Cruiser just yet, make sure you do, because she shares all kinds of gluten-free advice for cruising on her channel. So make sure you check that out.
Absolutely.
And I show it in my vlogs, everything that I eat gluten-free.
Angels, I think I can say, guys, it's my favorite on the ship. I fixed my double burger with the works. All right. And Marsha said, I don't eat beef, so just get the fries and head on over to get a pizza. See, look at this.
My answer
is all the food. I get it. I'm cool. All right, I guess we talked about food enough.
Okay.
I saw one that was a really good one, because this is something that comes up a lot. So let me show this. It's from LF McKinley, and it says, wash clothes on the cruise or take them home dirty. What you think, Sid? What you think?
Well,
she ain't got enough stuff in her bag to wash.
That too, but you know, so that's is one of the benefits of being platinum on Carnival is you get free laundry service. So I definitely use that laundry service. And let me see, the day before, either 1 or 2 days before, I send all of my clothes to the laundry, and you know, so most of it I take home clean. So, but if it were up to me to wash my clothes on the cruise, no, I wouldn't do that. I'd take them home dirty and wash them at home.
Okay. That's understandable. I never want to wash on the ship. I never want to wash at all while I'm on vacation. My husband will wash everything. Ray always want to take laundry pads and all of that. Or laundry pods. I never do. I don't want to. I don't want to do laundry while I'm on vacation.
I'll take
it home. But what do you say, Siobhan?
If it ain't free, it ain't for me. I'm bringing my clothes back home to wash them. I can wash all I want. They're gonna pay that bill. I'm not gonna pay them to wash my clothes. I done paid you to get on the ship.
And Royal, when I was on Royal, you can't even wash it yourself. You gotta give it to them, and it's $20 a bag for a grocery bag. I'm not paying that. No way. Nope.
But you know what scares me about that is, see, this is what scares me, is because I've worked in like nursing homes before, and then they take up everybody's clothes, and then if somebody got something going on in their clothes, and then they get in other people, see what I'm saying? See, I see your face. That's what I think about. So I couldn't think of sending my clothes off somewhere, and then it's coming back, and then stuff is going on, and I can't.
Well, now I'm concerned about the one bag that Ray washed, so.
I think about the worst stuff first. That's why I can't do nothing. I can't wash my clothes in that machine.
Yep. Keisha, like me, she said, I'm not doing laundry on vacation if I can help it. I understood. Yeah. Maybe one day I'll be blessed enough to do a back-to-back-to-back-to-back or something where I got to do laundry. But for right now, that stuff's going on with me.
Or we could be platinum or diamond and, you know, get our clothes washed for free. But, you know.
Yeah, that's the only way I get my clothes washed because I'm platinum, so. Yeah.
I bounce around too much to these cruise lines to get platinum anywhere. I gotta stick with a line so I can make my way up.
Yeah, I probably never hit it.
But Deb said, take them home. I'm on vacation. Mm-hmm. Catherine Concepts, dirty. As far as I'm concerned, the real world does not exist when I'm on a cruise. But if I had the service free, I'd do it. That's a good point. Yeah, free. You know, you think a little differently when things are free.
Yeah,
included, I should say. Mm-hmm. Yep. Better half of me said my machine at home is free. Keeping it 100. Exactly. Vacation is a time to relax. Chores will always be at home. That's why we pay for water and electricity. Man. Oh, we got a question too. Sydney asked, Sid, is that diamond or platinum level that laundry is free? Is that diamond or platinum?
Both. Actually, platinum. It starts at platinum. Yes.
Okay. Starts at platinum. Awesome. Let's see. LaQuinta said, also, what if you're allergic to the detergent they use? Yep.
Mm-hmm. Too much.
W. Fisher said, wash because time is up the essence when I get back.
Ooh.
Yep. Regina said, I'm with you on that. If it ain't free, it ain't for me. Yes, because I don't like folks touching my unmentionables.
Okay.
That's the one thing that I don't send. I don't send my undergarments to be washed. So.
Yeah, I don't believe we send undergarments either. That seems weird.
Yeah, that's too personal. So.
Let's see. First and only time doing laundry on a cruise was on a 14-day journey, Suze. Yeah, so if it was a longer cruise,
then
you would probably have to. Sea Life with us said the same thing. I do wash on longer cruises, so, yep. So, let me go back because I believe I saw some other ones that were related to what you do on the ship. Actually, we have some already. So, talking about things that we do on the ship, reading a book or watching a movie when you're on the Lido deck. What do you think, Siobhan?
Watching a movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, watching a movie. Brandon says, I hate, because I always say, when we go on cruises, like, people are playing cards, and maybe because we don't go with nobody. In my mind, I feel like I need to be doing something else. So I don't want to play cards or read a book. I want to go out, and I got to be active. I got to be actively doing something. But if I had to make a choice, I'm going to watch a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. What about you, Sid? What you think?
Well, I do both, but if I had to choose one or the other, it would be watching the movie. because I like the diving movies on Carnival. Just being out there on the deck on a lounger, especially, you know, at nighttime with a blanket. I mean, it's just so nice. So I just enjoy it.
Catherine Concept says, Siobhan, you're her spirit animal. W. Fisher said, book. And Sydney Stevens said, watching a movie. We got some mixed responses on this one. And let's see. Sid with C said, watching a movie, I bring a book, but I enjoy the people watching too much. That's me, Sid with C. I take a book every time. I take cards every time. I take all these things. Y'all already know I take a lot of stuff. But I take all these things that I think I'm going to use, and then I never do it. I lay on the deck, the Lido deck, watch a movie, or people watch, or do other stuff. I never quite pull the book out and actually read it while I'm on. But RJ does. That's the funny thing. My friend does. Yes, my son loves to read on the deck.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm.
And you take an actual physical book. When I take reading materials, you bring my Kindle. I mean, it's on my phone, my tablet.
Yeah.
See, I take a book. I don't have a Kindle. If I take my phone and my tablet, I'm going to get on social media and scroll and do all kind of stuff. So, yeah. If I try to read a book from there. Marcia said bookworm over here. I hope I'm saying that right. I don't know if it's Marcia or Marcia, but she says bookworm over here. So please correct me if I said it wrong. Keisha said, reading a book for me or trying to anyway, avid people watcher.
I'm so nosy. I got to know what everybody doing.
Right. Deb said, watch a movie. I would fall asleep reading.
See, me on the deck, I mean, I love reading. I'm a writer, so obviously I love reading. But if I'm reading a book on the deck, I'm going to fall asleep. So that's why I would do movies instead of a book on the deck. So,
yeah.
Listen. The Catherine concept said, neither. I'm too busy stuffing my face to watch all the crazy people. Neither would hold my attention on vacation. Better half of me said reading. And I think the only time I make to read anymore in my age is probably on vacation. Okay. That's bad. Now that's, yeah, I don't read nearly as much as I should. I will admit that when I'm at home. It just seems like there's always something to do.
Yeah. Yep.
Sydney said, the only thing I'm reading is the drink and the food menus and my bill. Yeah, it's important to read that bill. Don't let that get you.
I'll slide that over to Brandon. Let him read that one.
That's some good reading for your husband.
Yeah.
All right. So lots of people saying book. Some people saying movies too. And let's see. Reading a book. Thea said, reading a book. LF McKinley said, I take a book. I plan on taking six in December. One of the many things we have found out about Sig over the last few months is that she's an author. Siobhan has a copy of her book. It is available on Amazon. You have two books available on Amazon, right?
Yes.
Get my Banner White on.
And we have a tip from the Catherine Concepts. Just a little tip, if you want cards, you can always pick up a free set of cards on Carnival at guest services.
So, I did not know that because I don't
good
take
thing to know. Good thing to
that's
know.
Awful.
All right, let's see what we are. What else we got? What else we got? What's next here? Why don't we do Dive In Movie or Comedy Club? What say you, Siobhan?
Well, y'all be bringing up topics. Y'all gonna give me hey.
Lord, they gonna pull out the stakes on you.
I'm saying, I don't really care for the comedy club. They're funny. I think they're just not funny to me. I just rather not.
Every time I think I know you, Siobhan, I don't know.
We really have tried. We really have tried. And I haven't. We were trying on this last cruise, and they're just not funny. I feel like it's a waste of time. We tried on all ships. Carnival. We tried on Royal. They don't have it on. They didn't have a comedy show on Virgin. But we try. We really do. They're just not funny. Yeah, the Mardi Gras was the closest one. They had a lady from, what show was she on? I don't remember the show. She was actually from a TV show, and she was pretty good. Mm-hmm. But, no, I can't. Mm-mm, it's a waste of time.
Yeah. Your favorite couple said Comedy Club can be a hit or miss. That mm-hmm. is true. I've had really, really hilarious people and some that were just not good at all.
Yeah. So, from Thea, yes. From Thea. Yeah. Thank you, Sig. With Sig.
What about you, Sig? What you think?
Comedy Club. I go to the Comedy Club all the time. And, well, yes, I go all the time, but true, it can be hit or miss. It's been more hits for me than misses, but when it misses, it misses. Mm-hmm. It misses really bad to the point where you kind of just want to walk out. You know?
Yeah. Oh.
But yeah, I would try the Comedy Club first over Dive In. So
Tina said, to me, it would depend on the movie, but probably the movie. Thea said, or see what she said from Thea.
Yeah, she was from Thea.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was a comedian. I can't think of her name, but that's the show she was from.
Gotcha. Oh, I remember the show, Thea.
Yeah.
Then you said, I feel silly, but what's a dive-in movie? So the dive-in movie is on the deck where they have like the TV out where you can watch it on the deck, right? Mm-hmm. So
yes, that's they call it dive-in because it's not a pool deck. It's right. By the pool. Yeah.
So I like the comedy club. I love it's one of the things that I never want to miss. What I found out on Royal was that I like the comedy club on Carnival. So it's not a universal thing for me anymore. I didn't enjoy the comedy club on Royal, but I loved it. I always love it on Carnival.
They're free on Carnival. They're not as free to say what they want on Royal.
Maybe that was it. I don't know. But it was not funny. But Quinta said, I like a good laugh, but I'm not opposed to a good Showtime at the Apollo booth.
Now, you know, that might change my mind. She's
gonna let you know if it ain't good.
If I can go in there and do this?
Better half of me said, I've never been to the comedy club. I'm going to go this time, but I like watching the movie on the deck. Okay. So, Sea Life said, going to all three live streams. Hit the like button. Thank you so much for that, Sea Life. And that's a good reminder, if you haven't hit the like button on the channel that you're watching right now, please do that for us. We would so greatly appreciate that. And see what C said, when that breeze is hitting you during the dive-in movie and the smell of popcorn, although I don't know if they are actually serving the free popcorn anymore. No, we had to pay for the popcorn.
$3.
It cost money.
It was not free, and they ain't put no salt on it. It was dry.
Yeah, I've never gotten the popcorn, but I heard
it ain't worth it.
No butter, no salt, or anything.
Keisha H said, my first and only cruise was on the Carnival Paradise, so no deck movie option. Oh, wow.
Yeah, the fantasy class.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. So, you know what? That was the one cruise that I went on that's always my one that I say I didn't like. But that was on the Paradise. Let's see. What else we got? Why don't we move to the next one? Uh-oh. Wait a minute. Hold on. Because Tina said, I'm not hitting that like button. I'm slamming it.
Yes, Tina.
Thank you. Yeah. All right. So let's move to some more. What we got? Okay. Here's one. Take your own formal pics or take pro pics. What you think? See it. What you think?
I don't do formal. But I guess if I were to do formal, I would probably take my own pics. I'm not crazy about taking pictures. But you know, I would take pictures like if I was with maybe friends or family or something like that. When I go solo, I usually don't take a pic. Or sometimes I'll, you know, take a picture going on and off the ship, but, you know, posing around the ship at the different setups they have, I never do that. So I take
all right. You take your own. If you did formal, you take your own.
Informal, I would take my own.
What you think, Siobhan?
Oh, no. You know, I ain't paying for them pictures. We take our own. I don't even, y'all know y'all like, what does she pay for? Nothing. I pay for nothing. They're too expensive. I can't. On our last, we actually set up the tripod and we went around the ship and took our own pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So Sydney said, I love the pro pics. The photographers know me by name, but still take with my phone too. Okay. I love the photographers too. I take the pro pictures every time. I'm a sucker for it. I always want the good pictures. Sea Life said, wait a minute, hold on. Come on, why my comment didn't come up? Sea Life with us said, back before the digital pictures, I would take pictures of the pro pictures.
Okay. I remember that.
Hey, I ain't mad at you. You gotta do what you gotta do.
That one time. We don't do that no more.
Right. Tia said, I'll be doing a pro pic this cruise, which is my first cruise, but also my honeymoon. So, yeah. We got a little pro pic for the honeymoon. Got to.
Congratulations.
Yes. Congratulations to you. Mm-hmm. See what she said, not with those glamour shot poses. I'll take my own if I dress up. They are some pretty corny poses sometimes. Right. We have one of Ray doing that on the ship. He'll never let me show him. Better half of me said I use my phone. And let me see. LaQuinta said, I know we talked about food already, but it seems like the food at Formal is better than buffets. So Formal, I go. Hey, I love that Formal Night Lobster. Nah, I ain't gonna lie about that. Deb said, pro pick for me. Shiro said, I used to take pro picks, but I've gotten older and
older and cheaper.
My God.
Right. So hang on here. Let me see what we got. Go back to my captions here. Let's talk about booking excursions. Do you book your excursions in advance, or do you book them on the ship, or do you book them at the port? Which one? What do you say, Siobhan?
At the port.
At the port.
You know, we don't do nothing in advance.
Oh, hey, RJ.
I missed you too. Welcome home, babe. Everybody say hi. So I missed the Shavar. You said at the port?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I don't do nothing in advance. I barely book my cruises in advance. We do everything at the port.
You've never booked an excursion, a ship excursion or anything?
On the Wonder, we did. But we also booked that cruise a month before we took it, so.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, we had onboard credit to use too, so that's why. If we didn't have onboard credit, we wouldn't have done it.
So I always book my stuff in advance. I like knowing what I'm gonna do. I think one time I waited and booked online or on the ship, but I always feel like I'm gonna miss out on what I really wanna do if I don't book it in advance. So that's why I always book it in advance, but yeah. Yep.
Yeah, I do too. I book in advance. I buy my excursions, you know, through the ship and in advance. The only time that, let me see, have I ever booked it? The only time I do anything in port, if it's something like Grand Cayman, where I know I can just jump in a taxi and go somewhere, but that's about it. Usually I just book in advance with a ship excursion. So
okay, gotcha. Mm-hmm. Now Sydney says I booked all three ways, but lately the independent ones at the port are way cheaper.
Yes, hey,
we like cheap.
And supporting the economy. That's why I do it.
Mm. Yep. Kenya said I found the older I get, the more I want to make my money work for me. Like I love a suite and I want to do all the things. Just stack my coins for what I want is satisfying. Yeah, you definitely got to stack coins for those ship excursions because they don't be playing. book it in advance or play by ear at the port, Shiro says. So understood. Nope, I need my phone, RJ. Can't take it. I need you to step away for a minute, please. Thank you. I really miss you too. I love you too. We'll talk soon, okay? I know. We'll talk soon, babe. Catherine Constance said, the way I see it, if I want to go and it's still available when I'm on board, then it's meant to be. I enjoy being spicy. Now that is true. Then you're not held to whatever you already booked. So yep. So let me see. Anybody else talking about book in advance or they'll jack the price up or sell out. I've learned the hard way. See, that's how I feel. I'm scared that they're gonna run out of what I want to do.
Yeah.
And then I'm gonna be mad. I'm going to be mad. I know.
Yeah. That's the way I feel, too. That's why I book in advance, because I feel like if I want it, then other people might want it, too. So if I wait until I get on the ship, it's either going to be higher or it's going to be gone.
Well, I feel like a lot of times you can end up getting the same things in port, but you can also get more for your money. I guess it just depends on what port you go to, because I know in Nassau, you can book the same stuff. Mm-hmm. In port, and you end up doing that and plus, and then you don't spend as much money, so it's more room to, like, if you want a tip or anything like that. So
right,
that's my experience.
Mm-hmm.
So Leonard Family Fun just stepped in. Hello to you. Hello. And Guga and Rob are tuning in from Harmony of the Seas. Hey, love, just wanted to say good evening. Thank you for being here, Guga.
Yes.
Absolutely. So So let's see what we have next. Oh wait, did I see another comment coming in there? Hold on, look. Oh, what's that noise?
What is it?
Y'all hear that? Sig, Sig, what is that? It sounded like the mustard drill to me.
The mustard drill.
It's Sunday. I mean, we have a mustard drill on what's today? Wednesday.
Whenever you're bored, you got to do the mustard drill. You know.
All right. So who didn't do the mustard drill?
We're going to find out. So if you know what Sig's mustard drill is for Sig's Lido deck, why don't you jump on here real quick? We're going to all drop the link to this live, and whoever can get in here the fastest is going to be on Sid's Lido deck and do that mustard drill. So let me see.
Three.
Let me make sure I got it. We got to count it down so everybody get it at the same time. And hey, y'all, make sure if you click the link and come in, we got to keep on schedule, y'all. We can't wait for you to do your hair and fix your beard and all that stuff. So make sure you're ready to go.
Ready to come on. Ready
for the muscle drill when you jump in. Okay. All right. Y'all ready? I'm ready. I can drop it over here on Team Reese whenever y'all ready.
All right. I got it on Parker's on the Go. You got it on Cruise Kibbutz.
Uh-huh.
You too busy calling.
No. Computer restarted, so it's not on the...
Okay. Can you pull it right there? We want to make sure everybody get a fair chance. Mm-hmm. Our moderator, give them a
All right, let's give them a second. Let me go back to the chat here while we wait.
I'm sorry.
moderator.
We'll do another one while we wait for the moderator.
Okay.
So let's talk about this. Party cruise or relaxation cruise?
Mm.
Ooh. What you think, Sid?
Well, y'all know I like a good little twerk every now and then.
Oh! Didn't I tell y'all we learned something new about Sid every day? Every day.
Lord, wait a minute. She said, what she say?
She said she liked to twerk every now and then.
I might have. Nah.
Brandon, you supposed to tell us you was dropping it.
No, yeah, Brandon, you was supposed to drop it. We better go ahead and drop it.
Oh, man.
All right.
Guys, he's my moderator. It's all right. We good.
Go ahead and click that link if you want to be on Sig's Lido deck and participate in the mustard trio.
Man, I didn't understand.
It's okay, baby. It's okay.
That's all right. Let me go see. Did we have some people talking about?
I'm gonna get one out at the end of this.
Tina Drake said, "Party." She ready to party. She gonna turn up on her cruise. Okay.
But my real answer was relaxation. Y'all know I can't dance. So.
Oh, I know. I knew as soon as you said that. Like, mm-mm. Me and with C said relaxation as well.
Relaxation, yes.
All right, the link will be in the chat, Sydney.
So, C with C said, come on, twerk then, C. Oh, my goodness.
Should I show them now?
You go. You give them a show?
We gotta do the mustard drill.
I was about to say Sid Lido deck is off the chain. Off the chain. Keisha said I like to watch the twerkers. Deb said relaxation cruise with a little bit of partying. I can dig it. And Shiro said, can you have a relaxation cruise with a side of twerk? See, we got a couple people who want to do both.
Yes, you can. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I see you can. All right. Your favorite couple said, definitely want a balance. Party on day one and relax later. Okay. So, Sydney said there's three different chats. Yes, we dropped the link in all the chats. All so, anybody chats. Wants to come up, all you got to do is jump in one of those chats. Jump on one of those links. And let's see. See, it was C is cracking up. She probably thought she was about to get up and twerk. Tina said, I can't dance, but I am there for all the fun and events. And if I ever see you all on the same ship as me, you hereby challenge to a game of pool.
Ooh. Ooh. I don't know. I'm all right with pool. Cause you know, my mama's a pool hustler, so I might be all right.
Okay. Are there pool tables on the ships? I don't remember if I ever seen one.
I don't think I've ever seen one.
Okay. No, maybe not. The Red Frog, they don't have a pool? Or is that foosball?
Foosball.
Oh, okay.
All right. I don't know. I posted the link a couple of times in my Parker's Wanna Go. So
yeah, I posted it in mine too.
It's in Team Reese Travels as well. And here, I'll pin it in mine. Let me see if I can do that. Maybe. Let's see if I can figure out how.
Do we try to put it
in mine too?
Okay.
Oh,
wrong one.
Okay, I pinned it.
I'll also drop it here.
Yeah.
And drop it there. So.
You pin it?
Okay, got it in a few different places.
Yep.
And I don't see anybody that jumped in yet. So, Sig, I guess they don't want to be on the Lido deck today. They said they don't feel like doing no monster. See, y'all the people that we be waiting on when we ready to go.
we got somebody. We got
somebody.
Yeah, Tina's waiting.
I don't see nobody.
Oh yay!
Oh okay. There we go. There it is. I have to scroll down. Can you get ready? We come and appreciate you jumping in and showing up for us and sticking it out with us while we figure out our technical difficulties.
Yes. Thank you, Tina. We appreciate that.
Yes. We'll try that again. We're going to make that right for you, okay? Thank you, Tina.
Thank you, Tina.
All right. So, obviously, that did not go as planned.
Oh, yeah. All right.
We're going to figure it out. Let's see, we have a couple people here that just jumped in. So we have Vinland Travel, first time checking out the podcast. Well, thank you so much for checking us out. We do appreciate you. We only got about a little bit less than 10 minutes left, and we're going to be getting out of here. So we're probably going to do one more this or that. And it's a big one. I saw somebody dropped it in here earlier. We cannot miss this one because it's the talk of the town right now. Let's see. Let me see if I can go back and find it. It was earlier in the chat, so it's quite a while ago, but I don't want to miss it. So, we got lots of comments in here from earlier. You know what?
Way in the beginning from your favorite couple, and I think they were saying higher or lower cabin.
Oh.
Yeah. Let's see here. Cabin on a higher deck or a lower deck?
Okay.
I like higher decks. Mm-hmm. I like the higher the better for me.
Yes.
Yep. What you think, Sid?
Well, actually, it makes no difference to me now, but if I had to choose, I would say higher deck.
Yeah.
I used to get, when I first started, you know, cruising a lot, I would get a deck on the Lido all the time, like Clockwork. That was the only deck that I went to. And later on, I started trying different cabins and everything, and I even tried a lower deck, and I found that for me, it didn't make a difference. So I would mix it up. Sometimes I get higher, sometimes I get lower. But if I had to choose, it would be higher.
Yeah, that is something about just being high up on the ship. I think I said in one of the vlogs, or not one of the vlogs, but one of the podcast episodes, that I was nervous about booking a low level deck. I don't know why. It makes me nervous. I like to be high up. Vinland said same thing, higher because I want a balcony.
Like if it fills up with water first, your cabin is going to go under first? Is that the type of thing that you're worried about?
You really going to do that to me again?
I mean, I'm saying this exact same way.
I'm just wondering if that's what you were worried about, not, you know, forget I said anything.
Seeing what C said, why the higher the better, Team Reese. I just feel like I can get a better picture of what I'm looking at. First of all, I love to stand on the balcony and see everything. And so I just feel like the higher up I am, I can feel like I'm looking down at all the water. I'm looking at the surrounding landscape. If we're coming into port or going out of port, it's just something about it. I love it. Mm-hmm. Dev said, I like the middle, but I have to pick a little higher. If I have to pick a little higher. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Keisha said, I like midship, mid-level with a balcony. Mm-hmm. Okay. Your favorite couple said, higher deck for us. Okay, y'all. So the one that I was actually looking for, I can't find it because we have so many comments in the chat that one is gone. And that's a wonderful thing. So we appreciate you guys for being so interactive tonight. But the one I was looking for is somebody said, would you book Icon of the Seas or three other cruises? So
That was Sea It With Sea. I saw that.
Sea It With Sea asked that. All right. So
I'm curious. I want to hear you all's answers on this. What say ye?
Lord, them three other cruises. Shoot, I felt like, you know, looking at them prices, five other cruises maybe.
Yeah.
So which one
you go? Oh my God, but more cruises though. More, it's so hard. Because it's Icon. Have y'all seen Icon? It looks absolutely amazing. I want to see what the people in the chat would do. Let me see what the chat folks are saying. What y'all saying? What y'all think? The Drake said Icon is the newest ship. Tina Drake said Icon is the newest ship, right? That is correct.
That's mm-hmm. correct.
Marsha said three other cruises. Yeah. Yes, yes. Kathy B said three other cruises for sure. That's I'm with y'all. I can't be mad at it because, man, three cruises sounding real good over that Icon price right now. And Sydney said, three other cruises is only the inaugural with ridiculous prices. The other dates are fine. Mr. Bucket List says he has to leave, but you all are making me want to cancel my cruise. Don't cancel your cruise, Mr. Bucket List. Don't cancel your cruise. And I need to tell you why you can't cancel your cruise. Don't tell him yet.
Well, I think we should answer the question one by one. And I'll go first, and I mean, because you guys, I need to tell you something, you guys. So, Siobhan, Kiki, I booked the Icon of the Seas.
What?
Yay! Yes. So obviously, my answer would be, you know, I'd go with the Icon, you know.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
So what
Siobhan, are you? Siobhan, you got something you want to tell us too?
Which one would you do, Siobhan?
I'm going on the Icon of the Seas!
Oh,
yes.
Oh my God! Oh my God! Oh my
Listen,
God!
Listen, Sharo said she is breaking the 20-year holdout from Roy.
Yes!
That is so awesome.
I will see you on the ship, Siobhan.
I'll see you on the ship, girl. He just said if I had the funds, I would definitely book the Icon just to meet all of you.
Oh.
Kathy said, I'm following y'all on the ship. See what she said? These are my confessions. Y'all are hilarious.
Now I'm pulling out the Usher lyrics.
So
you didn't answer, yeah.
Man, them three cruises looking amazing, y'all. The three cruises looking amazing. But I will tell y'all, I will be on the Icon of the Seas with y'all. I'm on the Icon of the Seas together on the. Should I tell them when? Do we need to tell them when? Yeah. Is that a secret? Is when a secret?
Nah, we can tell them when. We can tell them when.
Y'all want to know when?
Yeah.
Drop some hearts in the chat if you want to know when we go on the Icon of the Sea. I need to see hearts in the chat. I need to know.
It's hard.
What y'all thinking? What y'all think? I want to know because I want to tell y'all. I really do. Siobhan and Cheryl, they probably don't want me to tell y'all, but I want to tell y'all. I see some hearts. I see some hearts coming in. Cruise Pivot.
See some hearts.
We'll be.
We got some hearts.
Can I tell them now?
Yeah. Let's tell them.
Cruise Pivot will be together on the inaugural sailing. of the Icon of the Sea. You guys heard it here first. I don't think any of us have even announced it officially on our individual channels. We wanted our Cruz Kibitz family to be the first to hear. And now you know, Cruz Kibitz will be on the inaugural sailing in January of 2024. So we're so excited, y'all. We are so excited. Of course, we are excited to bring you content from our own individual channels. But when I tell you how excited we are to be able to step foot on a ship, all three of us together, and share that content with our Cruz Kibitz family, we cannot wait. We're ready for it. We cannot wait. So, Vin Lynn said, I will look for you guys.
Yay!
LaQuinta said, enjoy the live so far. Would have to attend my little baby, our little big baby. We'll catch the rest on replay. We're actually going to be heading out here soon because KLD podcast is going to be going live here in a few minutes. Okay. So we definitely, if you're interested in seeing or hearing about the wrestling podcast or anything going on in the wrestling world, we invite you to go check out KLD. We appreciate all of the congratulations that are coming in. I'm excited. Are y'all excited?
I am very excited.
Yes.
And I think somebody had a question. Somebody did have a question. Hold on. Let me see if I can find it.
Well, Mr. Bucketlist, we can't wait to meet you on there either.
Oh, Miss Lady D had a question. She wanted to know, will this be the first time that we will all be meeting in person?
I think so, right?
I booked a cruise. What is it? Bring your own cruise? BYOC.
Oh, the BYOC.
I'm with Siobhan on Celebrity next year, but I think that's the first cruise that all three of us are going to be on together right now, isn't it?
Yeah. It's going to be so fun. I can't wait to meet y'all in person. It's going to be so wonderful.
That's going to be a lot of fun. Yes, to meet both of you. And that's really why I'm excited to be, you know, on this new ship, but to be there as all three of us as Cruz Kibitz, you know. So that's really exciting. So can't wait to meet you guys in person.
Yes, Tina Drake says she is interested in knowing about the KLD podcast. So, yes, that's going to be happening on the KLD YouTube channel just a few minutes after we end. So maybe if Brandon can drop a link for it.
9:15. Yeah, he'll drop the link. They go live at 9:15 Eastern Standard Time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Look, I'm all mixed up because it's only 7 o'clock here. So
I'm okay.
It's 8 o'clock there, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. So you got a little time. You got a little time to get there. But yes. So thank you for everyone that has been here with us tonight. We really enjoyed. We didn't even get through all of our this or that because you guys were so interactive that we were able to really have some conversation around all of them. So Sydney said that's going to be awesome. Would never know you've never met personally. Yeah. Thank you, Sydney. So, are we done here, ladies? So, do we have anything else we need to share?
No.
Okay. I think we need to hear.
Yeah, we go live tomorrow night, Cahoots Live. So, if you guys want to come in and have a chance to win some cash prizes, play a little trivia, do Cahoots Live tomorrow night at 7 p.m. on Parkers on the Go.
That's right. I apologize. I forgot to put the banner up. Tune in Thursdays. And also make sure you tune in whenever Sig has her solo cruise chats every other Sunday at 3 p.m. Eastern. And then Team Reach Travels also has Sunday Shenanigans every Sunday at 5:45 p.m. So that's where you can catch any of us live on our individual channels. But we do appreciate you checking in here and checking us all out live at once. So I think that is all we have to share. So Sig, you want to close us out?
Well, I think we're going to call this one a podcast.
All right. Thank you, everybody, for joining. We will see you next time.
All right.
Happy cruising.
Happy cruising. Bye-bye.